business as usual is no longer enough to remain competitive. Organizations in all industries, from finance and banking to retail, communications, and even government, are turning away from delivering new products and services using big projects with long lead times. Instead, they're using small teams that work in short cycles and measure feedback from users to build products and services that delight their customers and rapidly deliver value to their organizations. These high performers are working incessantly to get better at what they do, letting no obstacles stand in their path, even in the face of high levels of risk and uncertainty about how they may achieve their goals. To remain competitive and excel in the market, organizations must accelerate delivery of goods and services to delight their customers, engagement with the market to detect and understand customer demand, anticipation of compliance and regulatory changes that impact their systems, and response to potential risks such as security threats or changes in the economy. At the heart of this acceleration is software. This is true of organizations in any industry vertical. Banks no longer deliver value by holding gold bars in vaults, but by trading faster and more securely, and by discovering new channels and products to engage customers. Retailers win and retain customers by offering them superior selection and service, with service coming in the form of a fast checkout experience, recommended goods at checkout, or a seamless online-offline shopping experience, all of which are enabled by technology. Government organizations cite the ability to harness technology as the key to serving the public more effectively and efficiently, while being parsimonious with taxpayer dollars. Software and technology are key differentiators for organizations to deliver value to customers and stakeholders. We found it in our own research outlined in this book, and others have found it too. For example, a recent study by James Besson of Boston University found that the strategic use of technology explains revenue and productivity gains more than mergers and acquisitions, M&A, and entrepreneurship, 2017. Andrew McAfee and Eric Brynjolfsson have also found a link between technology and profitability, 2008. Software is transforming and accelerating organizations of all kinds. The practices and capabilities we talk about in this book have emerged from what is now known as the DevOps movement, and they are transforming industries everywhere. DevOps emerged from a small number of organizations facing a wicked problem: how to build secure, resilient, rapidly evolving distributed systems at scale. In order to remain competitive, organizations must learn how to solve these problems. We see that large enterprises with long histories and decades-old technologies also gain significant benefits, such as accelerated delivery and lower costs, through adopting the capabilities we outline in this book. Although many organizations have achieved great success with their technology transformations, notable examples include web-scale tech giants such as Netflix, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, as well as more traditional large organizations, including Capital One, Target, and the U.S. federal government's Technology Transformation Service and U.S. Digital Service. There is still a lot of work to be done, both in the broader industry and within individual organizations. A recent Forrester report found that 31% of the industry is not using practices and principles that are widely considered to be necessary for accelerating technology transformations, such as continuous integration and continuous delivery, lean practices, and a collaborative culture, that is, capabilities championed by the DevOps movement, Stroud et al., 2017. However, we also know that technology and software transformations are imperative in organizations today. A recent Gartner study found that 47% of CEOs face pressure from their board to digitally transform, 2017. Within organizations, technology transformation journeys are at different stages, and reports suggest there is more work to be done than many of us currently believe. Another Forrester report states that DevOps is accelerating technology, but that organizations often overestimate their progress, Clavins et al., 2017. Furthermore, the report points out that executives are especially prone to overestimating their progress when compared to those who are actually doing the work. These findings about the disconnect between executive and practitioner estimates of DevOps maturity highlight two considerations that are often missed by leaders. First, if we assume that estimates of DevOps maturity or capabilities from practitioners are more accurate because they are closer to the work, the potential for value delivery and growth within organizations is much greater than executives currently realize. Second, The disconnect makes clear the need to measure DevOps capabilities accurately and to communicate these measurement results to leaders, who can use them to make decisions and inform strategy about their organization's technology posture.